Please do not cater. Bird made a porridge, and it has flour made out of one of the legumes, and the rest is flour that is from the five grains. This is conditional. It has to be the man if you the kazayis of a grain part of it, you get to this price. Because we're bringing some say it's 3 days in, some that's 4 days in. And kazayis and half a day. So later, it's coming out that, according to one opinion, if the flour of the nut, legume flour, if that is 6 times more than the regular flour, according to the opinion if it's 8 times more than the regular flour, then we say that it's going to come out, and while you're eating it, you're eating just a small amount of flour, grain flour, each time you eat it. It's really 1/6 or 1/8 of that. And later, when it's into the case, as long as it has a flavor of grains, grain flour, then you make hamoitz in the beginning, but you don't make a birchas hamazon because Lamaisa, you're not eating the gazais of the type of grain that needs a beer samosin, which there is a fast within a matter of time, it takes 3 or 4 weeks. If it doesn't have the flavor of grain, then you make a shakel. So it's the majority of something else. And doesn't have the flavor of the grain. Yeah. In the case that has less than a shia, gazais of beer fast, so Rano says you make a moitin in the beginning, you make a alamichio. So the question is, why making alamichio? If I make up your mind what it is. If it's a bread, make a bread of the muffin. If it's not a bread, then it's predominantly medium that you make a shakan, should be more in the fushes. Also, have to be in the beginning of the bread, make a moisture, then it's not a bread, make a moisture. We saw before, if you don't have today, chilis pras, when you cook it, make a porridge out of it, which has less than a 1/6 or 1/8 of it wheat flour, then the bracha for you make on it is more in the fushes. So why, when you bake it, does it become a moisture? So the night, when we go in and the Chanaim changes the gears, and he says, the halacha should be over here, and you make a barley fushes. Whenever you have less than the size of the pras in your food, which is made out of grains, you make a barley fushes. Many Achareim did try to answer the Shulchan Aruch and says you make a alamicha, but the night remained with one of these unclear psalchim. Therefore, whenever you have unclear psalchim, which we recommend, your Shemayim, don't eat that type of bread, unless you're in amicha. It is a regular bread, and it is not. And later, if you pass by the Shulchan Aruch, so you can rely on it also, because many Achareim don't go out to the Shulchan Aruch, so it's going to come out that if you have a bread which is made of grain flour and the corn flour, and it's less than 1/6 or 1/8 of the grain flour, make a moitzi, and afterwards, according to the Machaba, you can make a alam yichin. Now, what about in a case where it has a desire to be a spot? It's 1/4 grain, and 3/4 corn flour. So we said make a beer samosin at the end. Question is, why does he have to eat of it? Since it's only 1/4 wheat, do you have to eat 4 kizaitim in order to make a bracha for Reino? It's enough to eat one. So the nice, you should rule beer paskin, you don't make a bracha for Reino, a beer samosin, unless you ate the full kizai. So it's 1/4 of a mice you have to eat, 4 kizaitim of that mice. Similar would be if you have sometimes a pie that has a lot of food inside it. It's a thin crust. So we'll see, I think, a question that if you're not eating a gazais of the crust, but they're a chilas crust, you also make a bone fush. This is Shulchan Aruch. The piece of the kedera, if you made a porridge out of these types of flour, so, the vote through by the zoinus, the achilas, and the fushes. So he, even the father comes out that if you have less than gazais of the chilas crust, you have a tasha which is made of a certain amount of wheat flour and the rest corn flour, and it's less than 1/6 or 1/8, you would make a barn of fushes at it. So once again, if you made that type of mixture into a bread, according to Machabi, make a halamishka. If you made it into a porridge, you make a barn of fushes. So the going to then both of them, make a barn of fushes. So it depends on things. If you have like noodles that you're eating with potatoes or something, and it's also some type of Michael said that. You have to know the percentages. According to what Bruce asking over here, you have to eat a full kazayas of the mezaydus. But he says one thing. What happens if you have a cake, a chocolate cake? So there it has all kind of other meat mixed into it. Do you have to eat the kazayas of the flour? So you have brownies. Brownies is, let's say, 40% flour, even less. So you can have to eat two kazayas. I want to know one kazayas. It's the minigus to make a mitzvah, even if you had only kazayas. Even though we're not eating kazayas with grains. He says, maybe it's because since the flavoring has come to flavor the basic thing, we don't look at that as an independent thing. We look at it as being buckled to the